Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What's a little cold when the sun is shining, right?
How to read.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon, Kevin Flynn, riding shotgun here. Padna?
My man.
You like this sunshine?
Oh, that's everything about winter is better when the sun is shining.
It's a game changer.
Just saying, yeah.
Game changer.
The cloudy, cold, nasty, yeah, not as much.
There you go.
But every time you get the sun, you get the cracking cold, so...
Truth.
That's what we got going on there.
Bottom of the hour, Ben Koppelman, a state representative in the North Dakota House, will join us to talk about two things: speed limits increasing in North Dakota, that debate, and also a battle with Fargo over guns and who should be restricted. So, and how you restrict folks. So, stay tuned for that. Americans for Tax Reform's Grover Norquist will be here to talk about this debt ceiling debate. Watching this, this is a great early test of the Republican rule in the United States House. How do they use it? They use it for some leverage here to say, you need the debt ceiling increased. We want spending reduced. Want to see them win on that front. We're rooting for them, but watching that one close, we'll see what Grover has to say about it. And then the author of Laptop from Hell, Miranda Devine, on the... a story that just is... How long have we been talking about this? We've been talking about this since before the 2020 election.
Oh, yeah. Trump was... they were bringing this up before. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Remember, Joe Biden and his family are completely crooked, or whatever he said.
So we'll tackle all those topics for you today on the program. Here's how you join the discussion. We always welcome your calls. Toll free from wherever you're listening. 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. You can also call us locally, 701-271-1100. And text us at 701-237-1590. Put those in your speed dial. Love to have you. The Surgeon General of the United States is saying... social media should not be something children access until they're at least 16 years old.
I could argue that for a couple of 50-year-olds.
True. But listen to his reasoning here.
Put your phone down!
I think it makes some sense. Vivek Murthy warned that children join social media too early and believe they should only be allowed to access the platforms once they're between 16 and 18. Platforms such as TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter currently allow users to join as long as they are at least 13 years old. Murthy believes this can cause adolescents to have a distorted sense of self during their crucial development years.
No question.
Yeah.
No question.
And while I agree with your point, you know, sort of depends on the person behind the keyboard.
Yep.
At least those 50-somethings of yours have developed. They don't have a brain that's still... developing, and I think this is the most alarming thing he said in all of us, that social media can cause adolescents to have a distorted sense of self during their crucial development years.
Well, what the world's really like.
No parent,
you know, what the world is perceived through their little video or their TikToks or their snaps versus what the world is really like.
Not reality.
Yeah, it's not reality. It's yeah. Facebook world. It's Twitter world. And every young person I know, none of them are on Facebook. I mean, they might be on there. They don't do anything on there. But very few are on Twitter. They are on TikTok and they are on Snapchat. That's how my son communicates. He doesn't. I'll text him and he won't even. I finally made him get the notifications for my texts because he's on Snap and all of his friends and my wife is on Snap too. So that's how they communicate. I'm like, I'm not on Snap. I'm not getting on the Snapchat thingy. So notifications on for when I text you. But that's how many are communicating with those platforms.
Now, your son is an adult.
Yeah, he's 19.
So at least.
Freshman at NDSU.
Yeah.
But everyone he knows, and they've been on it for a few years now.
I agree with
everyone
you.
He knows is on Snap.
Yeah.
So that's how they see where they are, each other is. That's how they communicate. That's how they send pictures and do all of that. And then TikTok. And we know about TikTok.
TikTok is just flat out evil.
TikTok scares me.
TikTok.
He's about this close from taking it off his phone. I got him pretty much dialed in on that.
Yeah, when Governor Doug Burgum in North Dakota and Governor Kristi Noem in South Dakota and countless others say it's banned on state phones, what does that tell you? This is a weapon.
It's banned in China.
Being used against you.
I mean, it's not banned in China, but there's only certain things they do with it. Only certain things that the people can do with it in China.
No, I love that.
It's mostly a learning platform
in
China.
I love that example, yeah, because they got math and science
on their
feeds and their TikTok.
No dancing videos, none of that.
Nonsense.
None of that.
So what do we think of Surgeon General Murthy's warning here that children join social media too early and should only be allowed to access the platforms once they're between 16 and 18? He says, I personally based... On the data I've seen, believe that 13 is too early. It's a time where it's really important for us to be thoughtful about what's going into how they think about their own self-worth and their relationships. And the skewed and often distorted environment of social media often does a disservice to many of these children. His words. Murthy suggested teenagers on social media will become hypersensitive to criticism as adults. Social media use for teenagers has sparked much concern among medical professionals following research that suggests links between social media and depression among the youth.
We're already there, man.
What are we doing?
You brought this up.
What are we doing?
The sensitive, said microaggressive. I'm very sensitive to that. We're there. It's here.
He says he understands it'll be challenging to keep children off these platforms given the app's growing popularity among peers, but believes parents should stand their ground to help protect their children. If parents can band together and say, you know, as a group, we're not going to allow our kids to use social media until 16, 17, 18, or whatever age they choose, there's a much more effective strategy in making sure your kids don't get exposed to harm early. Why is this so hard? Knowing what we know, so you have the Surgeon General, why is that so hard to do what he suggests? Help me understand this, folks. Murphy, who has served as Surgeon General under both Obama and now the Biden administrations, warns that children may be more susceptible to developing insecurities and will be accessible to bullies if they are on platforms at too early of an age. The 19th and 21st U.S. Surgeon General told a heartbreaking story of a mother who visited him in his office and told him about the tragic suicide of her 11-year-old daughter after she was mercilessly cyberbullied on social media. Her daughter had started using social media, had 7 accounts on 3 different platforms, was bullied, unfortunately, by people on these platforms, struggled to get off these, but could not. JAMA Pediatrics published a study earlier this month arguing that social media is reprogramming the brains of adolescents. Oh, that's great, isn't it? Isn't that great? Who hears this and says, no big deal, nothing to see here? A total of 178 12-year-olds from 3 public middle schools in North Carolina were studied to see how often they check social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat. They then participated in a social incentive delay to see how their brains responded when expecting social rewards. Our findings suggest that checking behaviors on social media in early adolescence may tune the brain's sensitivity to potential social rewards and punishments. Co-author of the study says, individuals with habitual checking behaviors showed initial hyperactivity but increasing sensitivity to potential social cues over time. Those with non-habitual checking behaviors showed initial hyperactivity and decreasing sensitivity over time. Make it stop. Make it stop.
Please, for the love of all that is right and good, make it stop.
Wait until 16, 17, 18 is the suggestion from the Surgeon General on social media.
It's hard to argue with that, isn't it?
It is for me, especially given what we know. It's just you got to do the tough things sometimes. I get it won't be easy. Oh, my friends all have it. What are you doing? You agree or disagree? Let us know what's on your mind. 271-1100.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Have you adjusted your crop insurance policy to reflect the increase in commodity prices and input costs? Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. We want to partner with you to provide you a comprehensive policy structure to protect your farm's revenue and preserve your equity. Give us a call today to set up a time to meet with an Irie Insurance agent prior to March 15th. For contact information, please visit our website at irieins.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Join the family of satisfied customers. Here's Becca talking about what brought her into Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
We talked to Vince and he went through why Hot Springs is the best. And after seeing his versus the other ones we've had in the past, hands down it's been Hot Spring Spas, mainly because of the low maintenance. So easy to clean. The filters are so easy. You can just throw them in the dishwasher. There's no more soaking them in chemical and having a mess. The customer service was awesome.
Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables too, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks too.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. Feel that hot blood in my back. When it drops, ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. Come on.
is like dancing around the control room.
I got my head bobbed a little bit.
Kicking his heels up.
JT's birthday today. Timberlake's 42 today.
Wearing a Justin Timberlake t-shirt.
Oh, come on. My wife will tell you he's still got a sexy back. I'll tell you that. Boy can dance.
I like this song.
I do, too. I don't mind the guy. He's a good actor, too. You see him in The Social Network. He's really good in that one.
I'd forgotten he was an actor.
Yeah, he's done quite a few.
I actually had never seen The Social
Network.
A lot
of stuff, yeah. You haven't seen it?
No.
Oh, you should. Yeah, that's one to see. The Rise of Fakebook.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Not something
Zuckerberg stepped on a few people as he was coming up.
Yeah, does that surprise us at all?
No.
H.A. Thompson & Sons brings you our program today, and they are the indoor air quality experts. I heard from one facility that is a long-term care facility recently that had stopped requiring people to wear masks about 20 days ago. Now they brought it back. So a lot of this is coming back if you want to just be sure, no matter what you end up with in the way of, I mean, it could be a virus, it could be mold, it could be anything. Indoor air quality is so important, and H.A. Thompson & Sons are the experts because they've searched the world for the best components, the best technology. HATandSons.com, HATandSons.com. Texter says, a very young boy, I believe I heard he was 10, just killed himself in Fargo, and I would be highly surprised if social media wasn't a factor in that tragedy. Keep your children off of social media for as long as you possibly can, says this listener.
Well, and remember, you know, growing up when most of us grew up, you know, bullying meant what someone said to you or did to you at school, playground, wherever. Weekend, roller rink, there's the bully, there's that kid, whatever, you know the drill. Now, social media has allowed, there's no filter on anyone's, you know, we always say sticks and stones can break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Well, unfortunately, words are enough for people to take their own lives. So that's what social media has opened up, that whole Pandora's box. The ability to say things to people and not have any retribution. Tell them they're ugly. Tell them whatever. No fight back.
Maybe this question is an obvious one to most of our listeners, but the Surgeon General is suggesting 13 too young, which is the quote-unquote legal limit. That's the age limit at which you can participate at these social media sites. But he's suggesting 16 to 18. That's when it ought to begin. You agree with that or not? 271-1100. Text us 237-1590. Call us 271-1100 to call us. 271-1100 to call us. Text us 237-1590. I saw a statistic about a topic we spend a lot of time talking about. It's border crossings. And we know that the border crossings at the southern border are off the charts. But these are northern border statistics. You ready for this, Kev?
Yeah, we talked about it earlier, the local show. It's unreal.
Fiscal year 2021, the crossings were 27,180. That's northern border encounters. An illegal migrant crossing from Canada into the United States. 2021, about 27,000 of them. Last year, 109,534. And already this year, the fiscal year begins in October. So October, November, December, just 3 months, 42,645 of 2023. Mind you, go back to 2021, the entire year was 27,000, and in 3 months of 2023, it's 42,000.
Now, I'd be interested to know the demographics of that. I mean, are we talking about a bunch of Canadians that are just sick of Justin Trudeau and they're hiking through the snow to get here, or are countries coming through Canada like they are
yes.
Mexico
yes.
to get here? So
yes.
Canada's allowing that.
Yes.
Canada says, oh, you can come through, but you can't stay.
No,
as long as you're going south.
They're
facilitating.
Well, because they have really loose policies on who they let in.
Yeah.
Very, very loose. They're so, in the countries they do.
So they don't have any money, so go to America and get a free phone and a hotel room. Okay. Got it.
It's unbelievable.
Wow.
Ken in Fargo, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Ken.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Hey, I was going to weigh in on one topic, and then this came up, so I'll fill in on this one, too. My children are in the military, so I'm always on them about TikTok. I've been on them for years. And, yeah, they kind of ignored me. And then my son had to actually do a briefing with a squadron about the dangers of TikTok. And he said, once you read into the agreement, that way I'll just check the box and go on. He said, that's where the devil's in the details there. And first thing he did is like, you guys are off TikTok, aren't you? That long time ago. So, yeah, it's you know, you basically give them up all your rights once you agree to that. And you can't go back and sue them, you know. So I'm going to give you an update on the border. So he's down there flying helicopters and helping the border agents out. And he said, if you go to, like, San Diego and fly the mission there, it's like a two-hour mission. He said, on average, you'll pick up one or maybe two illegals, you know, coming across the border. He's over in El Paso where Brandon visited, and he said those missions are running about 65 illegals, you know, for a two-hour mission that are coming across.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, Brandon saw nothing when he was down there, but that is the hotbed.
By design.
And these missions are fine.
Yeah, by design. Oh, yeah. I mean, they put him in a parking lot, and it looked like he was at a flea market, for crying out loud.
Let's go, Brandon!
Going table to table. Ridiculous.
And they all know it, too. They all just laugh, like, you got to be kidding me. But, yeah, so anyway, I think I messaged you before. You know, they're anywhere between, you know, quarter mile from the border up to 10 miles inwards. You know, unless they fly those missions. And, like, you know, a lot of them are 3 to 6 in the morning. So they use the night vision to easily pick them up. And so it's just crazy. You know, be groups of 30 of them. And once they hear the helicopter, they all just hunker down. And then they'll just guide Border Patrol in. You know, some of the Border Patrol has night vision so they can help. You know, they can find them in. And if they don't have it, then they use the big spotlight and just shine it on them until they can find their way to them. And then they don't stick around. All they do is once Border Patrol's there, they're off looking for more.
Yep. As soon as Border Patrol gets there, it's a quick check-in. They give them a fake name or who knows what. They have the app. The app isn't working, by the way, that Joe talked about, too, Brandon talked about. But then you're on your way. Catch and release.
A welcome wagon.
There you go. Head to New York. There's a room waiting for you.
Gift basket with a plane ticket in there, and away you go. Interesting, Ken, and on your first point as well, that's a good idea for parents. Read the disclaimer. Read the actual disclaimer of TikTok. And have them read it right there with you, and maybe that'll help disavow them of their love for addiction to TikTok. Great call, Ken. Thank you much. Appreciate it very much. North Dakota State House member Ben Koppelman on the speed limit and guns in Fargo. Next.
My name is Kevin Spunis. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. A claim of censorship strikes the media world again. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said he finds the deplatforming of Newsmax from AT&T's DirecTV very concerning and promising Congress would hold hearings on the matter. The Speaker on Newsmax.
Newsmax should not be treated any differently based upon them being a conservative news outlet. And this is very concerning to me, and I hope we get this corrected.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Monday announced the state's first ever border czar to address the invasion of illegal immigrants coming through the southern border at record levels. Abbott hired veteran Border Patrol agent Mike Banks to serve as special advisor on border matters to the governor. Abbott claims it was necessary because the Biden administration has failed Texans by allowing the border crisis to continue unchecked. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On Your Mind, brought to you by PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab and go convenience awaits for lunch today. Being honest, you're planning a little lunch, right? You're thinking right now, okay, it's cold outside. What can I do to warm up with a little comfort food? How about tater tot hot dish? Does that sound good or what? NP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Cheeseburger Mac in Glendon. Popcorn Chicken Bowl on 45th. Meatloaf or Chicken Tenders on West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Chicken Pot Pie in Harwood. Hot Beef Sandwich or Chicken Pot Pie in Valley City. Home Cooking, Grab and Go Convenience at a PetroServe USA near you. You just tell them Scott sent you. Sorry, Daniel, what did you say? All right, great. Ben Koppelman is here, North Dakota State House member. I'm going to talk with Ben about a couple of issues. Speed limit and guns today on the program. Ben, how you doing?
Good, Scott. How are you today?
Good. Nice to catch up with you. So this speed limit thing, interesting amount of conversation that it's generated. Is it something you expect to be voted on?
Well, Scott, I believe we'll get it out of committee with a favorable vote, and we'll have to see what happens on the floor of the House. I think the momentum is moving toward the favorable side of increasing the speed, and the Department of Transportation has told us that they've made improvements to the interstate highways, such as the cable rails that go in the center, in the median. That helps with the safety, and also improvements they're making as they rebuild sections of highway is designing for a higher speed.
What's the push for this? What is the reason behind it? Just that Montana's where they're at, South Dakota's where they're at. Let's keep up with the neighbors, or what's the push for?
Well, I mean, I think the push is the desire to be able to cover more distance in less time, but I think also that if you look at what prevailing speed is on our interstates, there is a logic that they use in transportation that says if 85% of the traffic is going faster than a speed limit, that you should adjust the speed limit. And certainly, I think if you ever drive on the interstate, you would agree that probably 85% of people are driving faster than 75 miles an hour. I think the prevailing speed is probably around 80 miles an hour with a few people that drive faster. And so I think logically to adjust that speed, being it's pretty well established, makes sense. when South Dakota implemented their speed limit to 80 miles an hour, they did not instantly see everybody drive 85, which is the criticism of something like this. I think the average speed in South Dakota is probably around 82 or 83 miles an hour. Maybe it's even closer to 80. But it's not that everybody automatically kicks up 5 miles an hour because we raised the speed limit 5 miles an hour. There are also studies that show that as you raise speed limits, people did not increase by the same ratio. Back years and years ago when the interstate speed was 55 miles an hour and later 65 miles an hour, it wasn't uncommon to see people driving 10 or 15 miles over the speed limit regularly. And you don't see that many people driving 10 to 15 miles an hour over the 75-mile speed limit, for example. So I think as speeds get higher, people are going to drive within their comfort zone. If roads are good, maybe some people will try to drive 85. If roads are not good, hopefully they don't even drive 80. But every individual is responsible to drive within control, and if not, they get cited for that.
Is this just on the interstates?
Yes, sir, just on the interstates. A few sessions ago, I did float the idea of increasing the speed on the divided highways, such as Highway 2, sections of Highway 83, and others around the state, but that is not part of this proposal.
So 80 interstates and anything different as far as the fines or anything, or what would you do there?
Well, Scott, the bill doesn't speak about fines. I believe there is a bill in the Senate that discusses the fine structure. And we'll have to see what that looks like when it gets over to our side. But this bill specifically would be change the signs to 80 miles an hour, and the DOT naturally would keep that in mind as they make improvements to sections of interstate.
A listener says, Montana already tried adjusting the speed limit years ago, then went back because of the increased road deaths. My son will be driving in only a couple of years, and the biggest risk he will probably take every day is getting behind the wheel. Let's not increase the chance of death on our highways, too. We can get there plenty fast enough at 75. What would you say to that?
Scott, we had some neutral testimony from the Department of Transportation and the Highway Patrol in our committee, and what you've heard of the Vision Zero initiative.
You bet.
They were actually talking about the higher speed is not actually the biggest risk. That there of course is inherent risk with them being on the interstate at all. But when you're talking about the difference of 70, 75, 80 miles an hour, there isn't just the speed limit change is not the big problem. They said the differential in speed, if you were to come across a real slow moving vehicle, that by the time you would realize it was slow moving, you wouldn't have enough time to react if the lane next to you was occupied. And I think that both now and with 80 miles an hour will be probably the greatest risk somebody faces when on the interstate highways. But I can tell you when my daughter started driving, and now as my son's learning to drive, you know, I don't start by putting them on the interstate. And once they get to drive on their own, I have them avoid those places until their skills are adequate for that. So I'm not trying to say that your listener's wrong by any means, but that's my feeling on the issue.
Yeah, somebody else here says coming up on a slower, older driver is the number one issue in North Dakota. This is what you're raising as well, Ben. They're saying the increase in the speed limit would exacerbate that issue even more. Disagree with that?
I guess I don't know if the slower drivers are necessarily older. What we heard in committee was more like a vehicle that maybe is having trouble, like is driving, you know, 30 miles an hour because their engine is struggling or that sort of thing. I don't think they were talking about older drivers. But semi-trucks, for example, are governed at 60 or 65 miles an hour. Some of them maybe 70. And we already deal with those situations with our current roads. And I don't think that situation would change if we change it to 80 miles an hour. I think you'll still have semi-trucks driving 65. The Highway Patrol did not seem overly concerned about that differential. And I think that's the speed you would probably see some of your older drivers driving is probably in that 65 to 70 miles an hour range. So I guess I don't have a huge concern about that. It didn't seem like DOT did either.
Well, it is interesting that you talked about the testimony from DOT and from the Highway Patrol was neutral. So they're not opposing this at all. That should help the overall process of people that are sort of on the fence on this to hear that, don't you think?
Well, Scott, in the past, this is my, I believe my, it's either third or fourth time working on this issue. And there are issues like this when we changed the speed limit to 75 miles an hour. I mean, that went through several sessions and eventually got passed in an appropriations bill, and then the governor vetoed it. And then, I mean, it had quite a road to get to 75. But this is the fourth time I've proposed this, and there has been times in the past where DOT was pretty against it. Whether they registered their testimony in neutral or not, it was clearly negative testimony. But I think one of the number one things that killed this in previous sessions was the cost. At one time, DOT had put a fiscal note on this bill at like $19 million or something like that. It was just like, what? $19 million to change the speed limit signs? Are you kidding me? But their logic was, well, if we redesign all the interstates for a higher speed down the road over time, it'll cost $19 million. That was their theory. But as we unpacked that, and with former Director Panos that was here the last two sessions, we found out that really it wasn't that bad. And the cost of changing the speed limit signs out on all the interstates is about $200,000. And that they didn't even put a fiscal note on this bill because I believe they are due to replace a lot of the signs because they've lost their reflectability anyway. And so I think it's as they do their maintenance here, anyhow, they're just going to put a new speed limit number on there. So the cost is limited, and that will take away a huge obstruction to the bill passing the House.
Texter says, I just drove to Sioux Falls this past weekend. I was driving 84 and passing traffic all the way down and back. Most people seem to be driving 80. That is one of the arguments here, that they're already driving 80. I've heard, you know, the Highway Patrol, I remember when 75 was you know, the change to 75 happened, the Highway Patrol said, now that doesn't mean 80. I mean, do you expect if you hike it to 80 that means the speeds will go to 85?
Well, again, Scott, I'm not sure everybody is comfortable driving at that speed. I mean, on a sunny day with dry roads and lots of visibility, you know, maybe this will have some of the people that maybe drive 81 or 82 drive 85 now. I can't say it won't. But we actually had the former Speaker of the House in South Dakota come testify in the neutral position on this bill, mainly because it's not his state. He doesn't live here. But he happened to be in town, and he was the prime sponsor of the bill that changed it to 80 miles an hour in South Dakota. And he talked about all the both in testimony and I had some conversations privately, he talked about all the red herrings that were thrown out there when they tried to change to 80. And he said, you know what, if you would have polled people in South Dakota at the time we passed the bill, maybe 55 to 60% of them would have been in favor of the 80 miles an hour. If you polled them today, I bet you it's approaching 90%. He said it's just once people had it and realized that the sky wasn't falling and you could drive safely on the highway, now people like it. So I expect that'll be our similar situation here.
Whenever a bill like this comes up, somebody says, well, the cost is too expensive. What is the cost to change the signs?
Well, I think it's about $200,000 throughout the state. But again, a lot of this is in the DOT budget already because they're required to change their speed limit signs and all their signage every so many years to stay in compliance because they lose the reflectability. And so since many of the signs are near the end of their life, they were budgeting to replace them anyway. So they didn't even put a fiscal note on this bill, which means they're not even expecting this to have a special cost to their department.
That's great. Listener says interstate should go to digital speed limit signs, and that way the DOT could adjust depending on the weather. Way too many people drive too fast in poor conditions. I'm not sure you can have...
There was some discussion that I had with former Director Panos, who came from Wyoming, that they had were testing, I think, some signs similar to that. But they were in sensitive areas. They weren't, like, everywhere, and maybe around towns or things like that. And they were testing to see how they'd work. Maybe someday we'll get there, but that's going to cost much higher than what we're talking here.
All right, short break. When we come back, more with Ben Koppelman, state representative. Talk a little bit about this battle with Fargo that's going on. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, it's Scott Hinnon here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all of the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget. And their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT right now. Take it from the people that own one. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is the best. Here's Dennis to tell us why.
I knew Vince for a number of years through the YMCA. So he had been after me a long time to think about this, to get one. You're going to feel good. I said, Vince, I'm going to buy one from you. And that's what I did. It's so relaxing. We have the stereo on outside in the deck. It promotes time of relaxation and a time of fellowship. And it's been wonderful.
Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks 2.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
On What's On Your Mind, Grover Norquist coming up top of next hour, Americans for Tax Reform president, talk about this debt ceiling debate, a little showdown happening between President Biden and Kevin McCarthy over the particulars of that particular debate, discussion, and negotiation. Also, Miranda Devine, author of the book Laptop from Hell, Hunter Biden, Big Tech, and the Dirty Secrets that President Tried to Hide. All coming up on the program next hour, so stay tuned for that. More of our conversation now with State Representative Ben Koppelman from West Fargo. All right, first of all, the debate over gun legislation and what would be the law in North Dakota versus the law passed by the City Commission. The zoning regulations passed by the City Commission in 2001 prohibit the sale of firearms and ammunition, as well as the production of ammunition as an occupation within homes inside city limits. And that is something that you're trying to pass legislation on the state side to counter-react. Tell us a little bit about what's going on here.
Well, Scott, since 1983, we have prohibited local governments from essentially enacting gun law. And the idea was when you're talking about big picture constitutional type issues like the right to bear arms, that we should have a one size fits all approach to that the legislature decides on. Any local political subdivision can come make their case when we're debating these gun bills, and they do. But then we need to have a consistent application across the state. So since 1983, locals have been prohibited from doing this. In 2001, Fargo went ahead with doing a zoning ordinance that did just that. It limited the sale and transfer of firearms, which they were prohibited from doing. It sat dormant for many years, and at some point the ATF stopped renewing the federal firearms licensors, right to run their business, which they had home offices and things of that nature. They're like, oh no, you have to have a commercial location in a commercial or industrial district for us to renew your license. They're like, wait a minute. The city has no authority on this. There's this state law. And then the ATF, I talked to the ATF agent. He said, well, it's not our job to sort out who has superiority on that law. We need either an attorney general's opinion or a new law or something that says that the state's law is supreme. So I sought an attorney general's opinion. I know the city sought an attorney general's opinion at some point. And both times we were turned down. Stengen did not want to weigh in on the issue. And so I tried to work something out with Fargo, tried to show the history of the law that we had. And in the end, they just basically said, we're Fargo and we should be able to do what we want to do at the local level. So we kind of went and battled over it. And their justification they brought forward was that because it was a zoning ordinance, It didn't fall under the prohibition that said a city, including a home rule city or county, may not have an ordinance dealing with the transfer and the ownership and so on of guns. And they're saying, well, it's a zoning ordinance. It's not an ordinance. And I'm like, what? And I even took it to the attorneys at legislative council and asked them, are they right on this? And they're like, no, a zoning ordinance is a type of ordinance. They can't do that. So I tried to make nice with them. To be honest with you, I think I had the mayor wanting to get things worked out. But in the end, the city commission dug in their heels and they're like, nope, absolutely not. We're not going to allow it. And as of late, Dave Pepcorn's been the most vocal against it, which I thought was ironic because early on he wasn't. But anyhow, so then we passed the bill last session, which basically said you cannot have a zoning ordinance either to do this. They took us to court. And they argued that we were violating the constitutional principle of local control. A judge in Fargo did not even rule on their argument, but rather made a really interesting finding. And that is because the state does not restrict where you can operate an FFL or this type of business, the city could do whatever they wanted. And their ordinance was not considered to be stricter than state law. So I was forced to come back yet again to the legislature because the attorney general didn't appeal to the Supreme Court, brought a bill back to the legislature, the we really, really, really mean it bill, which basically solves the problem that the founding and the lawsuit caused and says yet again the same thing we've been saying since 1983, Fargo, knock it off.
So do you think this thing is solved?
Well, I mean, we've got to get the bill through the legislature again, but we had support last time, and I think support is growing for this because now they see a repeat offender. Now they're like, hey, you know, we just did this, and rather than follow what the law is, you're fighting us tooth and nail, and now I think Fargo is alienating their support out here at Bismarck on this issue because they just won't take no for an answer.
I only have 45 seconds left, but I do want to ask you about approval voting because you've also taken that on. Where is that at, Ben?
Well, that bill's going to have a hearing probably in another week and a half. And basically the bill would just not allow a ranked choice voting or approval voting in North Dakota. You'd have to honor the tradition of one man, one vote when you're conducting your elections.
Yeah, seems to make sense. I don't know why we'd want to import California, Alaska voting in North Dakota, right?
Well, that's what I think, and I think we owe it to everybody to have equal protection under the law and a fair voting system across the state. And both of those two things are things that I do believe the legislature should weigh in on and should not be left to local control. I don't think we should have a mishmash of different voting systems all across the state.
All right. Appreciate catching up on a couple of key issues in the session, and we'll stay in touch on this. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Scott. Take care. Bye.
Ben Koppelman, state representative from West Fargo, the North Dakota State Legislature. Appreciate that update. Grover Norquist, when we come back, from Americans for Tax Reform on the debt limit debate and this showdown. Stay tuned.
PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus some great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, $1 off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino. Every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiment, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.